This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. I can't say this often enough. It's going to take some time to see how Brexit turns out in actual practice. Right off the bat, though, it's worth looking at America's biggest banks. They've traditionally had big operations in London, where businesses involving the UK and the rest of Europe can most easily be done. Wall Street lobbied against the Leave side. They lobbied hard. But now that things have turned out the way they have, the banks are going to have to adapt. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has that.
Big American banks have around 40,000 employees in the UK. It has long been the natural location for U.S. banks to go global, says Peter Chase, senior fellow at the German Marshall Fund.
The reason London became a global financial center largely is because, one, it had a history of doing that. It was also, of course, an area where English was a common language.
London is Wall Street's gateway to countries that use the euro. If that situation changes, Frankfurt could be a logical choice for U.S. banks, but packing up and moving to Germany isn't a snap. For one, the city's tiny compared to London. It's smaller than Charlotte, North Carolina. Pete Kyle is a finance professor at University of Maryland's Business School.
You can't possibly imagine the whole American banking industry moving from New York to Charlotte any more than you could imagine the European banking industry moving from London to Frankfurt. It's just not a big enough city to absorb it.
Paris and Dublin are also vying for banking business. Moving staff will be a nightmare. KBW Research estimates that a quarter of American bank jobs in the UK could be affected. And for now, the banks have to keep things going in the shifting sands of London. Not easy, says Wharton finance professor Krista Schwartz.
It's likely that things will be more expensive for the banks and that there will be increased frictions in transacting with the European Union since they no longer will be part of it.
And we're just talking about operating headaches. The havoc Britain's exit is causing the global economy threatens the whole banking business. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.